from an all-knowing God is intended to help each one correct or expand or transform a belief about God and know more clearly God's guidance. We pray you'll realize at times you might not fully believe the truth about God as much as you think, and why you don't always trust and thus obey Him. The desires of your heart will be revealed as if a spotlight has been shown into the corners of your heart. To assist your heart transformation, we've included two self-exploratory questions at the end of each reading. One addresses who God is, and the other helps you apply what you've studied. Then we close with a simple prayer which focuses on praising and thanking God. We've chosen to use the English Standard Version, ESV, for the quotes. We encourage you to understand the context of what is happening when God or Jesus asks a question by reading the full chapter or section it is in. Although we'll try to give a sense of what is occurring, you'll then experience and understand the questions even more deeply and clearly, knowing the background. We'll travel through the New Testament in chronological order. Thus, we will switch between the different gospel books and Acts to keep the story flowing more smoothly. We've thoroughly enjoyed working on this book, and our own trust and knowledge of God's nature has grown tremendously. We pray a similar growth will be true for you as well. Kathy Collard Miller and Larry Miller. New Testament. In Book 1, we looked at the questions God asked in the Old Testament. As we saw, some of those questions were technically from Jesus, who is God, appearing as the angel of the Lord. But now we're looking at Jesus in the flesh while he walked the earth. His questions are recorded in the New Testament, both in the Gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and surprisingly in Acts. Let's see how God Almighty wants to reveal himself through his Son Jesus, who is God as part of the Trinity, along with the Holy Spirit. His questions will reveal his attributes and cause his listeners to evaluate their motives and their relationship with him. He longs for us to know him clearly in truth and intimately as we draw closer to him. In Book 1, the questions we studied in the Old Testament were in the order as the Bible has them. In this book, we'll examine the questions from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts in chronological order as they occurred in Jesus' life and ministry. The flow will assist our ability to understand the context of what is occurring throughout Jesus' life and after his resurrection. Remember, you will benefit the most if you've read the section surrounding the verse we're studying. We start when Jesus is 12 years old. Devotion 1. Why were you looking for me? Luke 2:49. Our 3-year-old granddaughter loves to hide from me, Kathy, under the clothes racks as her mother shops, but one time I couldn't find her. My heart raced as I envisioned someone taking her. Oh God, help me find her. Keep her safe. In a few moments, she ran up to me giggling. I was both relieved and irritated. Mary and Joseph must be experiencing the same panic when Jesus is missing. After the Passover festival, they travel toward home a full day before they realize Jesus isn't with anyone in their large caravan of relatives and friends. Turning back toward Jerusalem, they must be running at times, worried and scared. Then Joseph and Mary find 12-year-old Jesus in the temple, the last place they expect. He is sitting calmly, listening and asking questions of the religious teachers. Mary's fear takes over, and she chastises her son, in effect blaming him for her worry. Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress. Chapter 2:48. We are like Mary. God, you aren't showing up when I need you. I'm worried, and it's your fault. Why do I have to hunt for you and wonder if I'll ever know your will? Our fears swirl around in our minds. We forget God's work on our behalf in the past. Then, when we come to our senses, we chastise ourselves for not trusting Him. The way to come to our senses and remember the truth is to think of the boy Jesus' response as he corrects his mother. Did you not know I must be in my Father's house? And as many versions word it, at my Father's business? Mary says, Your father and I have been searching for you. Mary downgrades her son's status as